Agenda item number five, Shenandoah Telephone Company.
Morning, Mr. Bull, members of the commission. How are you today?
Ms. Woodward, good morning.
We just had one on the South Fork Shenandoah, so we're going to go do one on the North Fork. Shenandoah Telephone Company is requesting authorization to relocate their existing telephone line, aerial telephone line, across the North Fork Shenandoah. They're going to want to they want to relocate it just to the south of Arts Road Bridge in Shenandoah County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. Project is located a little bit to the north of Woodstock, about this far from West Virginia. You can see North Fork runs there, South Fork. Columbia Gas Pipeline project was on this tributary, both tributaries to the Potomac River. This is the Arts Road Bridge crossing of the North Fork Shenandoah River. VDOT needs to repair or replace that bridge crossing. It's a public roadway. The existing telephone line is on the VDOT right-of-way, suspended above and just to the right of the roadbed. VDOT approached Shenandoah asking them if they could move their lines to ease the reconstruction of the bridge to avoid outages for the telephone, hitting the line with cranes, what have you. So Shenandoah approached Dominion Virginia Power, who has an existing crossing here. There's power lines on either upland, and there's a single circuit line going across the Shenandoah River there. Dominion and Shenandoah Telephone have worked together. All the authorizations and agreements are in for them, for Shenandoah Telephone to string their line from those existing poles. These are the project drawings submitted with the application. It's a little hard to see. I'll try to trace it. This is the west bank of the North Fork. This is the right bank of the North Fork. There is a vegetated island, for lack of a better term, in the middle of the river in that location. The adjacent property owner who is protesting, and Mr. Selar, is claiming ownership of that island. That's not in dispute, but I just thought I would bring it up. What Shenandoah is looking for is authorization from this agency to cross the subaqueous land underneath the existing power line. Section view drawing, ordinary high water line, which is like our mean low water line. That's our jurisdictional line above the fall line. So all these lands here owned by the Commonwealth of Virginia. This power pole, number 720, is on Mr. Selar's property, who also claims ownership to this island, if you will, and he's the one objecting to the project. The line will be suspended between the existing power poles and below the Dominion of Virginia Power lines at an elevation of approximately 30 feet above ordinary high water. Aerial photograph. I'm not sure where the power line pole is, but it's somewhere along this line coming across. So the jurisdictional area would be here, you know, whatever's underwater at ordinary high water, not flood, not drought. Arts Road, so the line would come off of here, be attached to the existing power poles on either side of the river, and suspended 30 feet above the river. The applicant was kind enough to send these site photographs along. This is standing on Arts Road looking to the south, and the river looks to be flowing toward me. Far away, I don't know. Let me also point out, this is the existing Dominion Virginia Power line across here. You can barely see it. Now standing on Mr. Selar's property, that pole is also on his property. The river is in this direction, so I'm looking east. I'm sorry, looking west. I'm confused in the western part of the state. Looking back across, again, this is the existing power pole utility line. project is protested by Mr. Selar. He believes that the proposal would impose a restriction on his property and may adversely impact his view and use of the river, as well as the use of the river by the general public. Department of Environmental Quality indicates a water protection permit is not required, as it will not impact surface waters or non-tidal wetlands. No other state agencies commented on the project. Again, we have a copy of what's known as the National Joint Use Notification Ticket. It's the agreement among the utilities to use each other's structures, infrastructure for hanging lines. We have that in the file. I'll just get right to the summary and recommendation. The need to relocate the existing telephone line in light of the proposed bridge work appears reasonable to staff. Moreover, staff believes that attaching the line to an existing aerial crossing over the river minimizes any additional impacts to the river from both an environmental and a viewshed perspective. In addition, staff does not believe the request would impose an impact to navigation given the type of boats, canoes, kayaks, small john boats, likely to use the stretch of the river, as it'll be suspended 30 feet above ordinary high water. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all of the factors contained in 28.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed, with a royalty in the amount of $510 at the prescribed rate of $3 per linear foot for the encroachment over 170 linear feet of state-owned submerged land. And again, that doesn't include the emerged vegetated island. And I'd be happy to try to answer any questions if you have them.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, Ms. Woodward. Is the applicant present or represented? Apparently not. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Is anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission.
I'm making all the motion. I move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.